Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Dr. Tasneem Khalik, Assistant Professor in Department of Agronomy, University of Agriculture, Faisalabad. The title of my talk is Multimodal Evaluation and Climate Change Impact Assessment with Farmers Survey Data in Wheat. As far as outline concerned, first is introduction, then methodology, results, and conclusions. Agriculture in Pakistan contributes to about 21% in the GDP and provide employment about 45% of the labor. Average growth in the past year was 3.7%. And contribution of different subsectors in agriculture, crops contribute about 31.9%, livestock 51.1%, fisheries 4% and forestry 2%. According to the Government of Pakistan statistics. As far as wheat is concerned, wheat is the most popular cash crop of Pakistan. It is also a staple food of the country. It accounts for 70% of the gross cereals and more than 36% of the country's acreage during the summer winter season. It contributes about 12.5% to value added in agriculture and contribute about 2.6% in the GDP. Total cultivated area under this crop is 8,666,000 hectares with yield 2,714 kg per hectare. Climate of Pakistan is mostly subtropical, arid to semi-arid. June is the hottest month, about 48 degrees Celsius temperature during this month and in the plains, and July is the hottest in the mountainous area that range from 38 degrees Celsius. While the mean monthly minimum temperature is about 4 degrees Celsius in December and January. Annual rainfall will receive about 494 millimeter per annum and maximum 1500 millimeter in the northern mountainous areas of Pakistan. According to analysis of the historic data, the climate change trends in Pakistan are rise in mean temperature about 0.6 to 1 degree Celsius in arid coastal areas, arid mountains and arid plains. 10 to 15% decrease in both winter and summer rainfall in the coastal belts of Pakistan. 18 to 30% increase in rainfall in monsoon zone, especially in subhumid and humid areas. 5% decrease in relative humidity in the Balochistan province and 4.5 to 5.7% increase in solar radiation over southern half of the country. 3 to 5% decrease in cloud cover in central Pakistan with increase in sunshine hours. 3 to 5% increase in evapotranspirative rate due to 0.9 degree C increase. 5% increase in net irrigation water requirement with no change in rainfall. 7 to 64% departure of rainfall from normal during strong El Nino events, according to the Pakistan Meteorological Department. In near past, Pakistan suffered strong floods during 2010, highest temperature ever recorded in Pakistan, about 53.5 Celsius on 26th May. And the same year, Pakistan have very devastating floods, in which about 1,781 deaths and 2,966 people with homeless and other effect, 1.8.9 million home destroyed. This is the visit of UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and UN declared that this is the most inundated country. One third of the country was underwater during 2010. And after that, continuously we have floods in 11 and 12 and 13 and even this year. So climate is changing, and what are the impacts, possible impacts? There will be shift in spatial crop boundaries, will have enormous economic and social impacts in Pakistan. There will be a change in wheat sowing harvesting season, rice transplanting and harvesting, and even cotton sowing and picking seasons. Increase and decrease in crop yield is possible. Rise in evapotranspiration rates calling for greater efficiency of water use. shift in timing of development stage of pest in crop, crop-weed pest relationships. In this project, we use two models, EPSOM and DSAT, for climate change impact assessment on wheat productivity in central plains of Pakistan. Data on daily T maximum, T minimum, solar radiation, sunshine were recorded from 1981 to 2010, and models were run with this baseline to find out the current yields. Crop models were calibrated with good performing treatments and experimental data, and these three cultivars of wheat were calibrated, and their genetic efficiency were calculated, estimated, and then DSAT and EPSOM were validated further by the survey data that was collected from five districts, about 155 farmers. And during the survey, following information about crop management were collected, and then this information was used as input data set for the model validation on farmer field. Again, initial conditions regarding soils, and these were also collected during the survey. And data used for estimation of genetic coefficients, crop phenology, ancestry date and maturity date, crop yield, biomass and yield, and leaf area index were used for the model calibration and estimation of their performance. These statistical indices were used to check the accuracy of the model. After the calibration and validation of models, then crop models were run with the different five GCM generated data for future climate scenarios. So due to the huge volume of data, I skipped the calibration and validation. Just validation at the farmer field is presenting here. This is the data about 155 farmers, and the all information provided by the farmers were used as input data set in the crop growth models, and then grain yield was simulated. If we see that R-square value, D-index value, and RMSE value, these are pretty good, and the model fairly well simulated the grain yield at farmer field. This is the for EPSOM, same is the story with this model. Reduction of, when we run these models with the generated GCM data, then this is clear from the figure that by the in the future there will be yield decrease in each climate, provided by the each GCM, but however response of yield will be different to the different GCMs. This is the summary of reduction in yield with different GCMs that range from 6.26 to 19% in DSAT and about 12 to 15% in EPSOM. This will be the decrease in grain yield under the changing climate. Then with the consultation of experts in research and extension and farms and stakeholders, we developed the RAPs, and then we on the basis of that we developed this adaptation strategy. If we will sow wheat 15 days earlier than the present, keep in mind this wheat is in the rice wheat cropping system in my country, fine rice is produced, delay the wheat sowing, and about sowing date is around about 1st December in this all 155 farmer. So if we earlier, so 15 days earlier sow the wheat, there will be the possibility to increase the yield. 25% increase in planting density, population plant density will be increased about 25%, and use of fertilizer will be increased up to 20%, and decrease in 25% irrigation water requirement. It will be the strategy under future scenarios. Agroclimatic advisory services might be improved in future by the government, and selection of improved cultivars and early canopy development enhanced leaf area duration, etc., will be the common characteristics in the cultivars provided by the researcher breeders in future. Continuous crop monitoring and forecasting using climate, crop and economic models, this will be continue in future. So if we continue, if we adopt these adaptation strategies, then there will be the increase or sustainability in crop yield. We run this to both models with these adaptation strategies, and results show that there will be the 8 to 26% crop yield increase in DSAT model than the present yield, and there will be about 23 to even 60% increase in one of district Sialkot with the help of Epsom model. This is expected increase than the present yield. Then these all these crop growth simulations and adaptation strategies were applied used in the TOMD, another economic model. So if we saw the current scenario, there is the losers and loss. Losers are more than the gainers, present situation. In future, if we do not adopt the adaptation strategy, again losses will be more under all these GCMs. And if we adopt these adaptation strategies, that will enhance the gainers in our society in the, that area, and that is expected 80% gainers in DSAT and about same situation with the Epsom model. On the basis of this study, we can conclude that this is the climatic analysis conclusion, that there would be 2.8 degrees C rise in T maximum and 2.2 degrees C in minimum in the Punjab for mid-century 2040 to 2069. Wheat yield would decrease about 14 and 12% at farmers' field predicted by the crop growth model DSAT and Epsom respectively. If current production technology prevails in future, there would be about 60 to 73% losers, and poverty rate would be between 36 to 42% due to the perturbed climate. There would be the quantification of climate change impact on future agriculture production system depicted that there would be 49 to 67% losers, and poverty rate would range between 18 to 23%. Potential adopters of the adaptation strategies ranged from 90 to 91%, and poverty could be reduced 15 to 16% after the implementation of adaptation strategies. With adaptation strategies, wheat yield could be increased by 22% under changing climate. Thank you for patience. Usually in my country it's 1st November to 15 November, but under both rice and cotton systems, yield is delayed generally. So cotton growers and rice growers usually plant their wheat in this 1st December and like this here. But normal or optimum sowing date is 15 November, recommended by the department.
15th November. You say that they use the sowing in 15th December. So if as you show that 15 days earlier increase the yield 25%, so that is not optimum time of sowing. That is still 15 days delay from the optimum, or about 1 month.
Thus, in my study, I compare the present yield. In my study, I compare the present yield and future simulated yield. So if we are sowing nowadays at 15 December, if we sow yield, if we plant yield earlier 15 days in future, that ultimately give the best yield, and with the other also adaptation package, you know, the population increase, population density per unit area will be increased, and also there will be increased use of fertilizer.
So,
not only sowing date.
What is the strategy to plant early?
Is it to avoid frost, perhaps?
Yeah, we have frosting during January.
Is it to avoid frost?
No. There is no need to avoid frost for wheat in my country.
For the mid-March high temperature.
Yeah, but we can avoid the high temperature at the maturity stage. That usually main damage in our country. If we face high temperature in March, then grain shriveled and grain formation at that stage, grain development is.
And being the most important temperature, that is about April. So we prefer early planting to save the crop from the high temperature of April.
In April.
Thank you.
Thank you.